And it is the first cultural continuum of 2019 on this 11th day of January. And Joanne Fox is the first one to sit down across from me this year. Hello, Joanne. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Steve.
And thanks for joining us for Cultural Continuum. Beginning up north, Northwestern College has an exhibit called Striped Sounds by Shannon Sargent of Sioux City. Shannon from the Sioux City Arts Center. He'll be putting on a display there, which will be on view through February 15th at the Topeski Gallery at Northwestern's Corver Visual Arts Center. Sargent's show is an interactive installation of mixed media containing manipulated materials such as paintings, sculptures, and found objects, which is just fancy talk for stuff that you find.
Yeah, absolutely.
On the road, in the garbage can, wherever. There is a public reception with the artist that'll be coming up this evening beginning at 7 o'clock.
The South Dakota Chorale will be presenting Rachmaninoff's Vespers. That's tonight, 7:30 p.m. at the Cathedral of the Epiphany in Sioux City. The South Dakota Chorale is a professional choral ensemble based in Sioux Falls. Tickets are available at the door, but you can also get them ahead of time at SouthDakotaChorale.com.
The Sioux City Community Theater is presenting Rumors. That begins its run tonight. 7:30 is the showtime, and then that'll be running through Sunday, January 27th. Rumors is a farce in two acts that shows a wedding anniversary gone wrong due to confusion and miscommunication, like pretty much every farce ever written.
That's absolutely right.
Have you seen
actually, I was in the sound booth. Ah. I did lights and sound the last time we did Rumors, and it's slap your knee funny. Very, very funny. So, listeners, if you have a chance, take advantage of it, because who doesn't need a laugh, right? Now, this is not so much a laugh. It's more of a smile. This is Vanguard Arts. They're going to host the performance of Eddie Devil Boy Turner tonight, and that starts at 8 o'clock. Turner is born in Cuba, raised in Chicago, first picked up a guitar at the age of 12, and he honed his craft growing up in Chicago, later moved to Colorado, and the music shows his diverse influence of the Afro-Cuban sounds of his homeland, deep blues of his adopted country. And again, that is Eddie Devil Boy Turner tonight, Vanguard Arts, 8 p.m.
Coming up tomorrow, Book People will be hosting a book signing with Judy Plank. She will be signing her newest book, Paradise Still Has Snakes, Seeking Peace in a Nuclear World. That'll be tomorrow. She'll be there from 12 to 2 in the afternoon. Plank's new book is a memoir of her many years as a Quaker activist working for peace and social justice. It's a free event and open to the public.
Here's another event at Vanguard Arts, and it's T. Wilson King and author Jerry Wilson, and that's Saturday. And it starts again at 8 o'clock. Now, King is an icon in the Midwest roots music scene. Listeners probably are familiar with him. And he's going to share the stage with Wilson, who's a published author and environmentalist. So Wilson will be doing readings from his latest two novels, Seasons of the Coyote and Eden to Arizaba. So more on that, VanguardArts.com.
That's an interesting mashup of blues and book
writing. Only at Vanguard Arts.
Only at Vanguard. Lamar's Community Theater is holding auditions for An Inspector Calls on Monday, January 14th, and Tuesday, January 15th. 7 o'clock, those auditions will be at Lamar's Community Theater's Postal Playhouse. An Inspector Calls is another farce. It's in three acts, though. It's set in an English industrial city where a young girl commits suicide and a respectable family is subject to a routine inquiry in connection with the death. Rehearsals are scheduled to begin on Monday, January 28th. That seems like very heavy matter for a farce.
It does, but again, it's miscommunication, misdirection, a lot of doors opening and shutting very quickly, and fast dialogue. So it sounds a little intense, but it is funny. Here's another road trip for y'all. The Clay County Heritage Center will have the traveling exhibit Boys in Blue, the Grand Army of the Republic, a Civil War Veterans Organization. That's on display beginning on Tuesday, January 15th, in their South Gallery. This traveling exhibit, it's from the Siouxland Heritage Museums in Sioux Falls, will remain until May, and that will feature the Clay County Heritage artifacts, as well as artifacts loaned from local individuals. So much more. ParkerMuseum.org.
This is sort of another audition thing, and again, it's an event happening up north. Community members from all around the area are invited to sing with the Sioux County Oratorio Chorus as they return with the perennial favorite Handel's The Messiah. That'll be the the Easter part of the Messiah for the upcoming season. Weekly rehearsals begin Tuesday, January 15th at 7:30 to 9:30 in Dort College's Choral Rehearsal Room. The performance itself will be on Saturday, April 27th at the B.J. Hahn Auditorium. And I haven't looked on my calendar, but I would imagine that's right around Easter time.
It would be very close to Easter time, I'm thinking. So great plug-in up there. The Sioux City Public Library will be hosting Mindful Meditation with Evolve Yoga and Wellness Center. That's going to be on Tuesday, January 15th. It goes from 12:10 to 12:50 p.m., that's over the lunch hour, and that's at the main branch in the Gleason Room, so it's at downtown library. Mindful Meditation offers a 40-minute guided practice to help restore equilibrium and a positive state of mind. The event is free and open to the public, and you can visit siouxcitylibrary.org. Lots more information there.
Now, we think of pollination and we think of bees, maybe butterflies, but the Dickinson County Nature Center is presenting a program on forgotten pollinators. It is the first program on their Pollinator Spring Lecture Series, and that will be on Thursday, beginning at 5:30 in the afternoon. The program will be led by Environmental Education Coordinator Brianna Kuhlman. Kuhlman will talk about a variety of pollinating insects and ways people can help bring back pollinators.
Well, Vanguard Arts is again having another event. This time it's the performance of Hamilton Loomis. That's going to be Thursday, January 17th. Starts at 8 p.m. as most of the events at Vanguard Arts do. Now, Loomis is a protege of Bo Diddley. He's an electric blues guitarist, singer, songwriter, and a record producer. So again, Thursday, January 17th at Vanguard Arts, Hamilton Loomis.
The Pearson Lakes Art Center will have the exhibit Heirlooms on display through Saturday, March 9th. The exhibit features works by Naomi Friend, who uses one-of-a-kind exposures using cyanotype, which is an antique photo process invented in the 1840s. It seems like it would be dangerous because there might be cyanide.
Cyanide?
There might be cyanide in it.
I think the cyan refers to blue.
Oh, okay. Perhaps. Anyway, it's an antique photo process invented in the 1840s, and she combines that with digital photography to make her artwork depicting drawn illustrations of farm animals, cultivated, and native species. Go to lakesart.org to find out more.
Wayne State College presents its Visiting Artist Series with Sound is Touch at a Distance, Mandalas, and that's by Bart Vargas, and it's now through Thursday, February 21st, so a lot of time to get down there to see that. And that is at the Nordstrom Visual Art Gallery. You can visit wsc.edu for more information.
And this event not happening until next Friday, but it's a two-day event, and it's one of those annual events. It's kind of a big deal up in Cherokee, the Cherokee Annual Jazz and Blues Festival. That's both Friday and Saturday, the 18th and 19th. The festival was created with the idea of bringing great music to Cherokee and the surrounding area. There will be pub crawls, a jam session hosted by Chad Elliott and the Redemptions, and a bonus band featuring Sleepy Bones Allison. If you'd like more information on all of the events that are happening up at Cherokee, go to CherokeeJazzBluesFestival.com. And that will do it for this first edition of Cultural Continuum for 2019, leaving you with music of Eddie Devil Boy Turner, who again will be performing tonight at Vanguard Arts. On behalf of my co-host, Joanne Fox, and executive producer, Jorge Quesada, I'm Steve Smith.